Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
From allegations of Offset having an affair with Quavo's girlfriend, to downright suing the record label that had been their home for a full decade, there's plenty of evidence to back up the fact that this legendary trio was doomed from the start, and the problems began to occur way before the tragic passing of Takeoff. In fact, one could make the argument that it all started way back in 2017, when Offset began his relationship with none other than Cardi B. Hi. Today we're gonna unpack all the events that led to the downfall of the Migos. And at the end of the video, I want you guys to tell me who's at fault for this disaster. There was a time when Migos seemed unbreakable, and some people were actually baffled by how well they stuck together for such a long time without any tension between them.
How do y'all make sure y'all stay together as a team? Because usually this is around the time when we start seeing teams start dispersing a little bit, breaking up and beefing and bickering.
It's real family right here. Blood. I mean, we've been through everything.
We have seen countless amounts of musical groups and duos split apart over the years, whether it was NWA, Destiny's Child, Blink 182, and so many more. These breakups are often fueled by someone in the group feeling like they weren't getting paid enough for the efforts they were putting in, as was the case for someone like Ice Cube and NWA. And it wouldn't be crazy to think that this may have been the case for the Migos, especially after Offset began dating Cardi B in 2017. Now, you would think that money would not be an issue for the Three Musketeers around this time. In 2017, the Migos were riding high, as they had just dropped their explosive song, Bad and Bougie, to promote their album Culture, which till this day is referred to as their best project. However, as we'll see later in this video, some of the lyrics from this exact song came back to bite the Migos, playing a partial role in their downfall. Nonetheless, the Migos went on to capitalize off the momentum from this first album by dropping the second installment to the Culture series, with Culture 2, and it performed even better. Songs like Motorsport, Walk It, Talk It, and Stir Fry were such big hits that the Migos actually tied with the Beatles for having the most tracks on the Billboard Hot 100 chart at the same time. Sure, some people were complaining that Culture 2 was a little too long, and saying that it was remarkably less impactful than the first one, but it still sold more first week. They also went on to tour with Drake that same year, which sold so well that they had to extend the dates, and it reportedly grossed around $80 million in total. So you might be wondering, if Migos were making this much money, how could they possibly have experienced?
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Issues over finances. And what role does Cardi B play in all of this? Well, it's time to take a deeper look and unravel the layers of this intriguing story.
You know what's interesting? Let's just think about this. When they break that bag down at the end of a fucking show and they go home, Offset sitting there counting his money, or he looking over his funds or what he get paid for that shit, and his wife, who's solo, she ain't got no group, she ain't sharing none of that bread with two more motherfuckers that perform with her, that shit look different.
Now, this is an interesting point by Young Jock, explaining how Offset appeared to be weighing his options, wondering how much more he could earn as a solo artist upon dating Cardi B. And there's some sufficient evidence to back up his statements, starting with the fact that Offset was the first one out of Quavo and Takeoff to explore dropping solo projects. He dropped Without Warning in 2017, which would also feature 21 Savage, before dropping his own album a few years later. This opened the door to solo projects from Quavo and Takeoff as well. And while all of their projects received a decent amount of positive feedback overall, Offset's projects got way more buzz and better reviews than those of Quavo and Takeoff's. His song Clout, for example, which featured Cardi B, still remains in the top 5 most viewed videos on the Migos' YouTube channel, something you can't say for the other two artists in the group. So it's not hard to see why Offset might have been contemplating going full on solo, as his music was already making waves on its own. However, when asked about pursuing their careers as solo artists, Quavo said,
I don't look at it like I'm doing my own thing. I'm just looking at it like I'm bringing some back to the brothers. I'm going to go get some. I know they're going to be proud of me when I go get it. You feel what I'm saying? So every time I know Offset leave that house, I know, you know what I'm saying, going to come back with something. If he don't, something going on. You know what I mean? So
although Offset may have been feeling a bit differently than the other two members in the group, the biggest evidence of this being true was when Offset literally tried suing Quality Control in 2022 over rights to own his own solo music. And I'm sure you guys know how Quality Control is the label that the Migos have been signed to this entire past decade, and is ultimately what really put them on the map. So this was pretty shocking, especially since the Migos have always been diehard supporters of their label, and I've never had any issues with them before, let alone publicly. With Cardi B's net worth being over 3 times greater than Offset's, it's likely that dating her pushed him to aim for new financial heights. This legal move from Offset was another huge red flag. He probably wanted to level up his status so he wouldn't be seen as the lesser earner in the relationship.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
But cash might not be the whole story, and what went down in 2022 could actually be the key piece that ties everything together. The pandemic was the cause of many things. Schools and businesses being shut down, countless amounts of riots, and who can forget the toilet paper crisis. But for music lovers all around the world, it was the delay of their favorite artists' music that was the center of their stress and worries. Well, the Migos were in a similar boat. They constantly delayed their highly anticipated sequel album, Culture 3, with fans eager to get this project after Culture 2 didn't quite deliver the same long-term impact that Culture 1 did. Despite recording most of the songs in just a few months, the crew had to wait on tracks from other artists, which resulted in a 2.5-year hiatus from the trio.
It was like 60% done, like, for like 2 years. These last records, like Justin Bieber, Drake, all them records came like 2-3 weeks ago. You know what I'm saying? So,
unfortunately, even with all that time, the album was still one of their worst received yet. Fantano went as far as to say that it was, quote,
one of the most creatively bankrupt things that Migos have ever put their names to. Feeling a strong 1 to a light 2 on this one.
I bet Quavo didn't see that coming when he rapped about his skills getting better on the song Avalanche. We started to see Reddit threads like this pop up from time to time, claiming that the Migos are now boring, pointing out how the trio dropped a combined 55 songs in 2018 alone, and the effect was evident when all of these tracks sounded so similar. It had many people wondering, what happened to the Migos? Did they simply hit their peak? Well, the likes of academics boiled it down to the fact that the trio had simply become too Hollywood.
The hottest the Migos were was when they were going around the country and beat niggas up, shootouts. When they were doing nigga shit, they were in the street!
But although they were no longer doing ratchet shit, it was clear that something much deeper was going on behind the scenes. Especially after Quavo and Takeoff dropped a new project called Only Built for Infinity Links, going by a new moniker of Unk and Few. On the surface, it might not look like a big deal. The Migos had their own solo careers, and plenty of songs feature only 2 of the 3 Migos. But something was different about this. The day after its release, fans noticed that Cardi B and Offset unfollowed Quavo and Takeoff on social media, which for some reason is a pretty big deal in the celebrity world, and it had people talking like crazy. It just went on to show that things were definitely not okay between the Migos. This was the moment that the rap community truly started to see that the Migos might be done for good. But why? Proof of their split continued surfacing in June 2022 when the three skipped out on their Governor's Ball performance, and they were dodging every question and rumor coming their way.
A lot of people concerned, the band's breaking up, right? Anything you can say?
No.
This didn't stop fans from claiming that this was all just one big publicity stunt to promote their album, but when taking a deeper look at some of the lyrics on Quavo and Takeoff's album just a few months later, the answers all lied in between the lines. And again, it all circles back to Cardi B and Offset. Now, it's no secret that Offset has struggled to remain loyal in his marriage with Cardi B. I mean, we have all seen the infamous clip where he hides his phone on a live stream when Cardi B comes in. But he's been in many worse situations, including one instance where a sex tape with him and another woman dropped only 3 months after they were married. But how could this affect his career, and most importantly, his bond with the Migos? Well, if we take a look at some of his lyrics, he may have been hinting at it this entire time.
I done fucked a lot of niggas' wife.
honestly. I she fuck with me, a wife to be. I take your bitch right from you, you. Bitch, I'm a dog.
Woo. All right, now to be fair, most rappers talk about taking other men's women, but it's usually in a playful or exaggerated tone. However, lyrics like these apparently manifested into the lives of the Migos, coming between them to irreversibly break their bond. And it was Quavo who was at the short end of the stick. That's because back in 2018, Quavo entered a new relationship with the rapper slash singer, Saweetie. The two were happily together for a couple of years, and it looked like they were on track to be hip-hop's next power couple. But flash forward to 2021, and they were suddenly splitting up, which nobody saw coming. It only made sense that something seriously wrong went down. It wasn't long after that Only Built for Infinity links was announced, and knowing what may have gone down behind the scenes, this title gained a whole new meaning. Once the project dropped, fans took particular notice with a bar on the track Messy, where Quavo didn't hold back from telling the truth.
I said Carisha please, cause she too messy. Please, bitch fuck my dog behind my back, but I ain't stressing.
Not at all.
In this song segment, Quavo seems to be throwing hidden jabs at his ex-girlfriend Saweetie and Offset. As we mentioned, they split in early 2021 amid rumors that someone was being unfaithful. Quavo mentions Carisha Please, referring to the podcast hosted by Young Miami, which is one half of the City Girls, who brought out Saweetie to appear on one of their episodes, where she talked about how heartbroken she was over breaking up with Quavo.
I thought we was gonna spend, you know, the rest of our lives together.
When this song initially dropped, many thought that Quavo was hinting at the fact that Saweetie had cheated on him with Offset, leading to the group's breakup. Others suggested that Lil Baby might have been involved in the cheating scandal, but so far, none of the people mentioned have spoken out about the rumors, in detail at least. However, the silence speaks volumes, and it seems pretty straightforward, leading many to assume that Offset had once again snuck around, but this time, it was against his lifelong homie. And Quavo pretty much confirmed the situation when he gave this statement on the Big Facts podcast.
We just stand on loyalty, you know what I mean? We stand on real deal loyalty.
Again, it's all just speculation, but before we could get any clear answers, a devastating event occurred that would forever change the course of the Migos' destiny.
Out of that developing story right out of Houston, rapper Takeoff, best known for being a member of the Grammy Award-winning group Migos, has died.
Tragically, Takeoff was fatally shot, and rumors started swirling that Quavo might have been responsible.
Quavo argued with several men about the dice game. This is according to police. The fight got physical, and police say video shows two people firing shots.
Now, there have been many reports that have came out since saying that Quavo has not been responsible, but nonetheless, Takeoff was often referred to as the quietest and kindest guy in the rap community. He lost his life over a dice game, and a fight that wasn't even his own. It was a shock and a shame to see his life taken so soon, and in the middle of the Migos' ongoing drama, it just didn't feel right at all. In the wake of this heartbreaking event, Quavo and Offset reunited temporarily, but their relationship couldn't fully mend. Even after their mutual loss of Takeoff, the two have still yet to let down their guards and make up. While they may have reunited for the BET Awards performance, a much different situation went down at the Grammys after they allegedly got into it backstage and a fistfight broke out, with Cardi B swooping in to break up the altercation.
Both of y'all wrong! Both of y'all!
Quavo ended up performing in honor of Takeoff by himself that night. Now, almost a year later since Takeoff has passed, it doesn't look like Quavo and Offset are making up anytime soon. They were even both spotted courtside at a Hawks game last season, but didn't even have the courtesy to sit anywhere near each other. Quavo also recently threw shade at Offset for getting a tattoo of Takeoff on his back, claiming that Takeoff is not supposed to be on you, but rather supposed to be in you. It's a bittersweet contrast to Takeoff's final words in an interview that aired months before he died.
You know what I'm saying? We pray so only time to tell. But, you know, we always family now. Ain't nothing gonna change, so.
To make matters worse, Offset randomly came out claiming that he's not even related to Quavo or Takeoff, which absolutely shut down this ongoing rumor that they were all family. Pretty crazy. In the meantime, Quavo just dropped his tribute album for Takeoff and is working with Kamala Harris to try to prevent gun violence. Offset has an album on the way and has been on a massive press run lately. Will the egos continue to get in the way of their relationship, or will they finally come together through this period of hurt and hardship? Only time will tell. But comment down below what you guys think of the Migos, or at this point, Quavo and Takeoff, and what you think lies in the near future for them. Rest in peace, Takeoff, by the way. Till next time, my friends. Peace.